And on the line now, I have Ronan Farran, who is Communications Director with Coca-Cola. Good morning, Ronan.
Good morning, John.
Thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund, which is a great initiative, and it's great to see such an international company like Coca-Cola put money back into the community. Will you explain to the listeners what the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund is?
Sure. The Coca-Cola Thank You Fund is now in its ninth year, I believe, here in Ireland. We established it in 2011 as a one-off, actually, to mark the 125th anniversary of the foundation of Coca-Cola. The first Coke was poured in 1886 in a pharmacy, Jacobs Pharmacy, in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States, back 125 years then in 2011. It actually started out as a medicinal product.
Yeah, I was going to say that, a pharmacy, the first Coke.
Exactly, yeah. So at that time, this is where pharmacies were the places that you went to enjoy soft drinks, and they were kind of medicinal products at the time, but its popularity grew very, very quickly, and then it expanded throughout the United States and then around the world throughout the 20th century. But to mark that 125th anniversary, all Coca-Cola markets were challenged to come up with a new and special initiative. And here in Ireland, we established the Community Fund, the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund. And that the fund actually marks a very special relationship between Coca-Cola and Ireland, because this country plays a very, very special part in Coca-Cola's global manufacturing network. We have a major manufacturing plant in Ballina called Ballina Beverages. We have an R&D facility in Wexford. We have marketing and corporate affairs offices in Dublin and Drogheda. And we also have a major bottling plant in Lisburn in Northern Ireland. So all in all, you have about 1,600 people in Ireland who manufacture, sell and market Coca-Cola for Ireland and also for the world. And it's a little known fact that if you actually drink a Coca-Cola when you're in Moscow, it is highly likely that that Coca-Cola started its life in Ballina. So we established the fund, as I said, as a one-off in 2011, but it was very, very popular, and we got a lot of applications from community groups. So we kept it going on an annual basis. And this year is the ninth year of the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund, and we will reach a really important milestone where we will mark total donations to community groups over €1 million by the time we allocate the money from the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund. It's generally in and around 100,000 every year that we have for community groups and for organisations, but this year is a really special moment for us as we reach that €1 million landmark.
And how many companies will benefit from this Thank You Fund?
So the Thank You Fund is directed towards community groups, volunteer organisations, NGOs, charities, who want to operate new programs that are aimed at helping and benefiting younger people aged between 16 and 25. We get a few hundred applications every year, sometimes up to as many as 500. We would love to fund everyone,
yeah,
but we can't.
Yeah.
So what we do is, from those few hundred applications that we receive, we whittle them down to a short list of approximately 20, and we invite those 20 organizations to come into us and pitch their ideas in I want to say a Dragon's Den type format, but I don't want to be off-putting because
yeah.
People think of that as quite an intimidating thing. It's not. We ask the 20 groups to come in, pitch their ideas, and what we are trying to do is to then fund as many of those groups as we can. So if you get down to the last 20, there is a good opportunity that you are going to receive some funding. We award the funding in generally grants of €5,000 or €10,000. And even if something really stands out, we have We give ourselves the right to award a 20,000 euro pot as well. But we're really looking for innovative and new ideas. The three key criteria that we have for projects is that they must be aimed for younger people aged 16 to 25. They must be new projects, and they must fit into three kind of sub-criteria of supporting diversity and inclusion, sustainability, and then also leadership and empowerment. But we try and keep those criteria quite broad because we want to get as many applications as we can. And as I say, if you make it to the shortlisting phase, or you make it through the shortlisting and you're down to the last 20, there is a very good chance, better than 50% chance, that you are going to receive some funding.
Yeah, and now I do a lot of interviews with local organisations and local clubs, and in particular, we say football clubs or boxing clubs and things like that. And they're all run by volunteers who give up their own time to help out young people and keep them off the streets and keep them on the right track. Would that type of club, a boxing club or a football club, would they be able to apply for this?
They would, and we have focused on sports in previous years, and we would invite sports clubs to apply. I suppose the key thing is that what we want to do is to fund something new. So yeah, there may be an organisation or a club who have wanted to get a new project up and running, but they just haven't had the funds available to do so. I suppose what we don't want to do is to just give money to groups for their day-to-day costs.
Yeah.
Or for equipment. What this is supposed to be is it's supposed to help that little gap that groups may have, where they want to do something new, but the resources are tight, funding is tight, and they're looking for a source of money or a source of a small, relatively small amount of money to help them get this new project up and running. So we have focused on sport in the past, and even in our new focus in recent years on projects for younger people aged 16 to 25. And we have worked with groups such as Sport Against Racism Ireland to roll out a new programme for younger people to participate in five-a-side soccer matches. And again, one of the other things we do, we focus on the age group 16 to 25 because what we find is that younger teenagers or younger people, so people aged, there tends to be a lot of kind of infrastructure around them through schools or community groups that they may be involved in. But once they hit mid to late teens, there does tend to be a bit of a drop-off in terms of participation in these community groups. So we know, because some of them come to us and ask us for funding, that there is a little bit of a gap in the market there to appeal to that age group of 16 to 25-year-olds.
Okay, now as I said, I interview a lot of these people and communities. It's great to see communities getting involved with clubs. Recently, as I said, it was a boxing club and they lost their premises and they needed to find a new premises and then they needed to kit it out. But fortunately now Dublin City Council got involved, so they were sorted out. So I'd imagine that they could have done with a few, Bob, when that was going on.
Absolutely, and if they were able to attach a scheme onto that and to say, yeah, well, look, we want to have these facilities and we want to appeal to people who are in our age group because, you know, if they can build a case for it as to why they would like to target it at this younger age group and why they need the facilities and the equipment and the program that they are going to roll out to them, well, then it would be eligible. We just, because we receive quite a lot of applications, we do have to have, in fairness to a lot of other groups, we just have to have some criteria that we apply. But as I say, if you make it through from the initial application stage and do get to the shortlisting, there is a good opportunity that you will receive some funding. And I should also add that when you are shortlisted, we've introduced a new initiative for the Thank You Fund. We piloted it in 2018 and are extending it in 2019, where the 20 shortlisted groups will all be posted on our website, and we will invite the public to vote for their favourite, and whoever achieves the most votes will receive an amount of money as well. So it's a good way for organisations or charities or NGOs to kind of mobilise their own membership or their supporter base to help them receive some funding under the under the fund.
Right, now if there's an organisation out there and it fits the bill that you're talking about, how do they get involved? Is there application forms?
So we tried to make the application as simple as possible. The application window is open from now until Friday, July the 12th. So there are still a few weeks for groups to apply. The application process is all done online. So if people visit our Coca-Cola Ireland website, I'll give you the address now. It's www.coca-cola.ie/thank-you. That's coca-cola.ie/thank-you. You will see a online application available on the homepage. Fill that out. We ask for some background information about the organisation, a little bit of information about the new programme that we want to do, and then we also ask for a very short summary of around 50 words, a kind of elevator pitch is how we describe it, as to how you would actually describe the new project that you are applying for. And I suppose one of the key things, and if you look back on our website, there's a lot of detailed information about previous winners. One of the things we like to do is to fund kind of innovative projects and things that stand out and look a little bit different, and that would really catch the public eye and the public imagination. As I say, there are a lot of applications that come our way, so anything that really stands out appeals to us hugely. But groups have until the 12th of July, so I would encourage them to visit the website, find out a little bit more information about the Thank You Fund and the previous winners, and to fill out the online form.
Yeah, now we're talking about previous winners, and Near of M is based on, as you know, Dublin's north side. And am I right in saying that last year Blossom Ireland down here in Raheny was one of the winners?
That's right. Blossom Ireland, we were delighted to award them €10,000 last year in 2018 for a teen development programme. So this was I suppose you would describe it, an educational and skill-based programme for teenagers who had an intellectual disability. And this worked with about, I can't remember the exact number, but it was a group of people with an intellectual disability aged in their late teens and early 20s, and it was to allow them to develop kind of career plans or empowerment plans, or to develop some skills and knowledge to help them further their own ambitions and their own projects. So we were absolutely delighted to give €10,000 to Blossom Ireland. And then similarly, on Dublin's north side, we gave a grant of €5,000 to Dublin Northwest Area Partnership, who wanted to run a series of workshops, creative and performance workshops, for some of the younger people in their areas and their localities. And this then gave the young people kind of confidence skills, gave them much more self-confidence and leadership skills as well, as they were taking that important step in their own careers and trying to find their own way in the world, either through academia or in the workforce. So it's a very, very varied range of projects that we can fund. And so, you know, really, if any of your listeners think, oh, you know, maybe my project is a bit out there or a bit different, this is what the Thank You Fund is there to do. It's to fund those projects that are kind of missed or that fall through the gaps in the day-to-day funding of organisations, which I know is always very, very tight.
Yeah, and as you said there, now there's a huge range of organisations that can benefit. I'm just looking here, Children's Books Ireland, for instance, and Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind, fantastic organisations.
Correct, and we gave a grant to Children's Books Ireland last year in 2018, again of around €10,000, to allow them to put libraries in homeless hubs for families and for teenagers who unfortunately are experiencing homelessness. We really don't have to describe the homeless issue too much, or to go into too much detail about that. People know that it is an issue, and very often, you know, things that a lot of us take for granted, such as access to books and for learning, just aren't available to homeless families. So Children's Books Ireland came to us they had this idea about creating these libraries in homeless hubs. They said, while people are quite good at donating maybe toys for younger people, when it gets to that late teen age group, they just don't have things available for them in the homeless hubs. And we were really, really delighted to give them the money to allow them to place these libraries in the homeless hubs. And similarly with guide dogs for the or the Irish guide dogs for the blind, we were able to give them €5,000 for an initiative to help young people with visual impairment who weren't able to have guide dogs available to help them through their training and education courses. And we were able to provide this money to actually give them funding to get some dogs to help younger people. So again, it was a real pleasure and privilege to be able to work with these organisations in providing that funding.
I'd say it's very fulfilling for yourself and your colleagues and to award these companies. And we all know about NGOs and charities and things like that, and they're often soldiering away on their own with no funding, no government funding, and they have to fundraise and all this. So once again, it's a fantastic initiative, and it's great to see a company like Coca-Cola putting back in to the community. Do you find it fulfilling, Ronan?
We do. We find it hugely fulfilling, and there are great stories, and there's great work going on at community level. I mean, I suppose one of the downsides is we get many applications, and I think an organization such as ours, with such a well-established and well-known brand, we do get requests on an ongoing basis for financial support from a range of groups and organizations. I suppose this helps us kind of bundle that together and say, well, look, we have established this fund, and if you do an application to this fund, then we can review it on that basis. The one downside, I suppose, is then you have to exclude some groups, but you know, that's the way of the world sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And when groups come in, they may just fall foul of some of the criteria that we have, but in fairness to all the applicants, we have to have rules in place for how we allocate this. But sometimes it can be disappointing when you aren't available to fund a group for whatever reason. But no, definitely to see some of these projects, to see the groups, and to see the difference that some people might think are kind of small amounts of money, of €5,000 or €10,000, can make to a smaller organisation is something that we are really, really proud to do.
It is. It's as I said, it's fantastic. Now, we'll just recap there. The applications are open till Friday, July the 12th.
Correct. Friday the 12th of July. It's all online. So if you visit www.coca-cola.ie/thank you. We have tried to make the application as simple as possible. So as I say, fill in all the information that's required about your organization, that's required about the project. Pay special attention to the short elevator pitch that we have introduced as well, to just help summarize your project as to why it should be funded. Try and present the application in as innovative a way as possible. Try and focus on the things that make it stand out and make it a little bit different. And most importantly, get it in by Friday the 12th of July. And hopefully we will see your organization in around September for the shortlisting and the pitch process.
Right, well, as you know, Near FM, it is a community radio station. So on behalf of our local community and all communities, I'd like to thank yourself and Coca-Cola for this initiative. It's fantastic. And is there anything you'd like to add, Ronan, before we go?
No, just to say thanks, John, and just to say the Thank You Fund money is there. We are looking for applications. So really, we don't want to place too many limits on groups. If there's anyone listening who is thinking of applying, don't think about it for too long. Just write the application and get it submitted, and you never know what might happen.
Okay, well, once again, Ronan, thank you very much for taking the call.
Thank you, John.